When it comes to energy policies, it might not be a question of if they'll be changed, but how. The top leaders in the Ohio General Assembly seem to all agree that the state's efficiency policies and renewable standards will be tweaked in some way, but none could give a more specific outlook. Last year's big energy bill proposed some major changes to how utilities could spend and charge for efficiency. The bill seemed to have momentum until stalling in committee at the end of the year. Senate Minority Leader Joe Schiavone, a Democrat from the Youngstown area, believes changes can be made, but they must find a plan that works best for everyone.
There's posturing on both sides of how bad this would be, how great this would be to make these changes. But really, there's a middle ground here, just like with the severance tax. And I think that as legislators, we have to foster an environment to find that middle ground so that businesses can still stay strong. The energy giants will still be able to make money, provide service, but still have that alternative piece to it, because we need that as well.
During a forum hosted by the Associated Press, Senate President Keith Faber, a Republican from Salina, admitted that the big energy bill is still lacking complete support in his caucus. However, he believes they must change the standards that tell utilities to reach certain steps of energy savings from now until 2025.
The concept of 25 and 25 or 20 and 20, all of those were not based on science. They were based on nice talking points that came out of, at the time, either the governor or the speaker's office when that bill went through. And so I think it's time for us to figure out what's based on science and economics and not based on nice talking points and numbers.
Republican Senator Bill Seitz of Cincinnati sponsored the major energy bill. President Faber also commented on another bill sponsored by Republican Senator Chris Jordan of Delaware County that would repeal the standards altogether.
I think that Senator Jordan's bill on essentially resetting, going back to without the again, arbitrary standards, is certainly getting worthy consideration. I'm not sure the caucus is in support of that as an absolute. Just like we had a lot of discussion, I think we had as much caucus discussion on Senator Seitz's bill as we've had on most things this session. And I don't know that there was a general consensus on all those issues.
Speaker of the House, Bill Batchelder, a Republican from Medina, agrees that the energy efficiency policies must be addressed and adds that the current provisions have a huge impact on the manufacturing industry. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.